Sorry, Helen, can you just share your recipe for chocolate porridge?
Chocolate porridge is a Quaker Oats golden syrup packet.
To the camera.
And then you pop milk into it, like you're making golden syrup porridge. And then,
oh, like the quick one, the instant 2 oats. Minute. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you put in whatever chocky you have around. And it can be anything, literally anything. I've got Reese's peanut butter cups that I bought for Sunil, but now he's trying to get back in shape. He doesn't want them.
Back in shape.
He's trying to get into a
trying to get back to when I was ripped.
He's trying to stop looking so much like a mother dog that's had 8 litters. Just hot tummy and tears just wobbling down, dragging along the streets he walks. So I'm going to do Reese's peanut butter chucky porridge. Yeah,
tomorrow.
Probably tonight, maybe. No, I've got that.
You can have it for dinner, I guess. It can be a dinner or a breakfast.
No, I'm probably going to make some Neil burritos tonight.
Can you not take on too much sugar tonight? Because Neil's coming round. We need a bit of quiet time to discuss our holiday.
But I'm allowed, as a woman in 2021, if you're telling me what I can and can't eat, it's hurtful.
You mustn't silence women. That's something we've learned.
You two need to be silenced at points. You both
we
need
won't
to
be
silenced.
We won't be for feminism.
But that's actually a really good point. You're right. If I have chocolate late in the day, Sunil's bought 4 magnums and put them in the fridge. And I thought they were like for us because he's been eating my fabs.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, they're just for you. So like, aww. I can't now focus on anything else until those magnums are eaten.
Yes.
So I'm a natural binger.
I'm the same. It's like, it's something you have to accomplish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like he brought bread over when he first moved in and Emma Black was still here. And I was like, I can't have bread in the house because I will just eat the whole loaf. And Emma was like, she's not joking. And Sunil was like, well, she can help herself. And I was like, don't leave. And then he went
Sunil's
to Coventry.
A feeder.
He went to
well,
Coventry
I went away for a week.
5 days.
And was
I
like,
went
the
away.
Bread, I've just left the bread out, Helen.
I went away for a week and she only had 2 slices. So that's pretty
good.
Or
oh,
Helen, that's
did I have the
much.
Whole loaf
and, buy
and then replace it and take the same amount out and put it in exactly the way that
we'll
I found
never
it.
Know. We will never know which one happened. Welcome to Why is Harriet Crying? We have a very special episode this week because Sunil has moved into his new home with his new home mate, Helen Bauer.
Helen Bauer is here joining us. I've moved in here about a week and a half ago.
Yes.
Very homely. Good to be in a permanent residence at last.
You finally found a home and been adopted.
It's so gorgeous to watch him coming into his forever home.
Yeah.
And just knowing that
I won't
he's
be
safe
here.
Forever.
And then I think you have to think of it as a forever home. It's
yes,
like going to a
must.
Relationship and not thinking it's a forever relationship.
You can't think of the end.
I'm going to buy a boat.
I don't think you'd like that.
Okay.
Also, I think you just have to see this as like you've been adopted into a family and finally you can relax.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to affect your behaviour, your mm-hmm. demeanour. I'm comparing you to a dog.
Yeah, I
and
know.
And thinking
but like a really traumatised dog that shits himself and like wipes his ass in his own shit.
Doesn't
exactly.
like to be stroked. I actually don't like to be stroked, so don't do that.
Yeah. Every time I try to like hug him in the morning, like, good morning, and like give him a little cuddle and a jiggle.
I can't imagine
belly.
You
I'm
being hugged in the morning.
Like
he doesn't like it.
Like what are they, a woodlouse?
A woodlouse or a traumatised dog.
He just all goes, no, 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 and then tries to bat me away.
I don't know anyone of our friends that like doesn't do that when you hug them.
Oh, wow, that got personal quite quickly.
I hugged Elliot when he arrived. I hugged Harriet when she arrived.
No, but like the aggressive hugs you do for me and Neil or like your little
princes.
They're
not aggressive. It's just because you're so fearful of creating a physical bond with a woman. You panic. It's a fear inside of you.
I just want to feel safe in my own home.
It's interesting, though, that you've moved in with Helen. That you want that, but you've moved in with Helen.
It's a nice house.
Yes.
Helen's made it very homely. It's actually been
lovely.
It's actually been very nice to stay here.
Yeah.
Yes.
There have been a couple of days.
Not stay!
There's been a couple of days where I was like, what have I done here? This is mad.
Yeah.
Like the first night
really?
I was here.
Did you tell Helen about this?
Oh, no,
Helen,
I literally. But I'm interested.
The
first night
this,
I was here, I had the second shot of the vaccine. So the next day, I was like completely zoned out. I was like, everything was aching. We were just sitting here on the 2 chairs we had in the flat, and Helen was just firing questions at me, and I just couldn't fucking cope. I was just like in pain. I didn't know what was happening, and I was like, I've got to go and sleep on an airbed now. No,
I was just asking him things like, are you happy with how your life's turned out so far?
Like that.
That's just what you need, actually.
That's exactly
that
what you need when you don't know where you are.
That's the thing. We did have a bleak 2 days when Sunil's stuff, his like sofa and things hadn't arrived yet. So I had the coffee table. We had that chair. and then that yellow one there, and that was it. So it was just us in this big empty space.
Me in this chair, Helen in the office chair.
And then all of my puzzles just like piled up in a corner with my Polly Pocket, my PS1 and my Disney dance mat.
I turned up with a hold all of clothes and two big Lego sets.
So I put them on display for him.
Yeah, they're behind.
They were a gift for Red for his wedding.
You don't want it. Oh. And then I offered it to my agent. I was like, do you want a Lego Ducati for the office? And she immediately just went, nope.
Like, she gets offered that all the time.
And yeah, they cost him, and like, I've been to her office, there's nothing in there.
Yeah, it's a big set, the Land Rover. But once I make it, apparently I can sell it again for 80.
Really?
Yeah, I spoke to someone last night.
He's literally made no effort to make
them.
You
talk about making it a lot, though, and you were stuck inside for 7 days and you didn't make it.
So I watched Line of Duty instead.
Do you think you're going to make it?
I don't know. No. I'll do what I want.
I don't think that Lego needs your full attention either. I think you can watch Line of Duty and make Lego at the
same
time.
I think that'd be a waste of the joy of building a Lego set.
Can we also just go back to, is that the only moment that you thought, what am I doing here? Because
you
had a second jab. Because
that's 2 days, and that
was
just an hour.
But I'm fine with that.
Oh, and then there was also that day after that. No, there was a day when you needed attention all day while I was just sitting.
Oh, when I stood in front of the TV.
When she stood in front of the TV. I was trying to watch a film and she just stood in front of the TV. And
it was a film about war.
I hate films about war and bridges.
I don't give a fuck.
What film was it?
Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Exactly.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Worst
film. It wasn't.
Or something.
Yeah, it was. It was just. But the point is, like.
Oh, I actually want to see that film. Is it about a war in the future? The War of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been annoying. Actually,
it's his daughter, and they both go back.
Don't
and
give
save
it. Don't
together.
Spoil it.
They
I
both do it together.
It.
I watched 5 minutes.
Cut that out because that is a spoiler. Yeah. You're a fucking idiot.
Oh, sorry, everyone. I didn't realize this was a big film we wanted to watch.
Oh my God.
The thing is, if she doesn't like it, she has no respect for anyone else.
She has to ruin it for everyone else.
I did not like it. It's just that we weren't doing a film day. We were doing a friend's day.
But we don't have to have the same.
She has to ruin it.
Exactly. We don't have to do the same things all the time. People like different things.
So you're starring again now.
She's not starring.
No,
that was.
I think I see my role as a mediator in between the two of you. And right. I think I take your side a lot, but sometimes I have to agree with Sunil when you stand in front of the TV. I think that's a step too far.
You can pause it and start it later.
I can't pause it. The problem is, it is my TV. I could just take it to my room and watch
stuff
there.
Well, I would say do that, yeah.
But I want this to be a communal TV, but, you know.
I think it's nice it's a communal TV. I don't want him in his room watching TV. God knows what he'll be watching up there.
Tomorrow War.
Wanking away to Tomorrow War in his room.
You can't wank,
you know,
to Tomorrow War.
Better than in the living room. Yeah. I think, actually.
But no, on the whole, it's been very pleasant. It's a lovely little house.
We also have been in for
we've been away a lot.
4 nights together, that's it.
Okay, yeah.
He was
not
in Coventry and then I was in Suffolk. So
we haven't had a single night since a week and a half ago.
That's mad, isn't it? Yeah.
But I knew that was going to happen. And that's quite nice to have like a lot of stuff to do. And then
I do miss him.
That's a good sign.
Do
you feel the same, Sunil? Do you miss Helen?
It's actually quite. Both having it here and not having it here is nice.
I think you miss me and you're just scared to say it.
No, but sometimes I'm like, where is she? And that's as far as I go.
Yeah, yesterday morning you messaged me because he's been out last 2 nights until like 2 a.m.
Yeah, what were you doing last night?
I don't even know.
I just did a gig last night.
I'm getting to bed at like 1 midnight the last 2 nights and he's just been out like smashing pushing and he's just like
I haven't been literally
wandering
been
in I
friends.
Just hear him vomiting all over the
floor. I wasn't vomiting. I came home on Monday night, set off a fire alarm, clumped up and down. She didn't even hear it.
Nothing. I'm such a heavy sleeper. I always have to wake up and just check that his bedroom door's closed, otherwise I assume he's dead.
Both nights I've come home and I'm like creeping really quietly.
You can do whatever you wanted.
Yeah. But it's been fine. Yeah, it's been good.
What would you, if Helen wasn't home, would you worry about where she was? Because you have to be responsible for Helen's safety.
I don't really, because she's more capable than most people I know of looking after herself.
Sunil?
That was nice, but also a way of shirking responsibility of having
I'm sorry, but that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. That was really kind.
Yeah, because he does like to say to women that they don't know what they're doing.
No, I don't ever say
that. Oh my God,
yes,
that's
you do.
You
say it to me all the time.
Someone is getting a homemade dinner tonight.
I've got food. No, I genuinely do.
He doesn't
I have food to eat. So.
Can I say my complaints now?
Yes, okay, yes.
Okay.
We've heard Sunil's and I think they
I'm not
fair.
Singing with her all the time. Go on.
Singing?
Singing is one of them. So Emma Black used to sing with me a lot. We'd
that's
like
your
sing
previous
together.
Housemate.
Previous housemate. Yes. We all know Emma Black. She's like a thing.
Yes.
And so Neil said he wouldn't. But you know when you think, oh, like, haha, he won't. But he's saying it to like other people because it's like a conversation piece and we're doing like a bit. I get it. We're comedians. We're in a double act now.
But you think he will actually do
so
it?
So I thought he would do it.
Do you know Snell at
Elliot,
all?
So I'm in a Frozen 2 phase at the moment.
Right. I've never actually seen Frozen 2.
So good. Like, genuinely good. Like, I feel like there's just, like, way more jokes in it, as well as a really beautiful arc. It's kind of about nature. Some
there's
things never change.
Said Elliot.
Have you watched the video of Kristen Chenoweth? Oh, no, sorry. Oh, my God, I always get confused with Idina Menzel. Idina Menzel, Kristen Bell, and Jonathan Groff doing it with Josh Gad. Oh, my God, I love you so much.
Elliot, do you want to move in? We'll turn this into a bedroom.
We know that me and Elliot would fucking have a great time.
You'd have a fucking great time. Yeah.
Some things never change.
No singing on the podcast.
Thank
that's
you.
The rule.
Thank
that's
you,
the
Harry.
Rule
like
we have.
Feel your hand in mine.
No.
Some things
never change. Everyone's turning off now, Helen. No.
Helen, please.
So he doesn't sing with me, which is fine.
We lost 5 Patreons just then, Helen, because of that.
How many do you have total?
6.
5, 6.
So it's just Stu Laws left now.
Stu Laws left a long time ago.
But I think the main thing is, so very sweet. He did ask me the other day. He was like, am I doing everything all right as a housemate? Is everything you want me to do different?
So considerate.
On my life, he said that.
No, it's because of the bins. I was worried about when they went out and stuff. And I was like, is there stuff I'm not doing that you would normally...
Snail, this is lovely.
Well, you I think the problem sure is I'm quite an routines. Active housemate.
You are very involved.
As
I
far
think.
As like...
Yes.
I will, like, if there's something messy, I sort of jump on it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like,
so I think it can make you feel a bit like you're not...
Yeah, like I'm aware that when I come into it, it is already someone's home and they've
but
got their
yes.
own routines.
Yeah, but that's why yes. I, when you went away, I got all those pictures of you as a child and framed them and put them
I'm
around
I'm not a child,
place.
I'm 18 at the youngest.
Yes. You look. Oh, wait, I'm going to hold it up
I
to the camera.
I just need to set the scene for anyone listening to the podcast. Helen has
yeah,
framed
that's the one, the black one.
Multiple
that's
photos.
A, that's a siren.
Wait, how about that one of Sunil up there holding his crotch in the Italian countryside?
Yes, so, Helen has
okay, but
framed
this is an audio podcast.
Photos of you on school trips.
Go on a school trip. My Instagram stories on the day this is released and I'll post it.
What the fuck? They're photos of me. Right, this is another thing. I've said you can't just Instagram story with me in.
And I haven't.
But you're planning to again.
That picture for your podcast.
Leave it. Well, if I want to put it out there, I'll put it out there.
Oh my God. This is what I mean, Harriet. I have literally done nothing. I've just suggested doing something and he just freaks out at me. Also, I bought us matching polka dot baskets to have in the bathroom to keep all our toiletries
yes,
in it.
I saw that.
And he's now put his in this like black toiletry bag, which doesn't go with the aesthetic.
When
so Harriet's now moved
there,
it.
I put it into the
She moved
into
it.
The toiletry bag into
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
The
thing so is, it went
the,
into your room.
The thing is that I can't see what's inside it, so I have to have the bag
oh,
out.
Oh, yes, it's a bit
Well, then
high
you can
up.
Rearrange
it's
it.
Too
then we'll swap.
Up.
We'll swap. We'll swap, our, we'll swap
he
where
needs
ours
it lower.
Are.
I do have a question. We use the same deodorant.
How
what,
cute
the
is
salt
that?
One.
Yeah. Do you find it good?
Well, I use that, and then if I want something that smells, I use the Aesop.
If I need it to be, if it's a day when there could be heavy
sweating, yeah.
then I'll use a Dove one. But yeah, I use
yeah,
that one.
Yeah. I don't really like...
What did you both go for today?
The salt one.
I actually forgot to put any on today. So sorry about that, everybody.
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah, sorry.
But do you not feel like this is... Do you still feel like this is my home?
No, it's mine now.
Good.
Because this is all my stuff.
Good. It is. We've definitely... I was
if
so
you
aware
see,
that
if you
I
count the
so
shelves,
much...
we've got 1, 2, 3, 8 shelves, and I've got 3 of them.
Helen,
haven't I?
Does that say your school folder?
Yeah, she's got school reports and like school work.
Yeah,
it's fucking weird, isn't it?
I've got all my.
It's like she lives in
How
her
is
child.
That weird?
She like lives in her childhood, but
I
as
have
an adult.
All my.
It
old...
is like going to the home of a tween.
It is.
I got
it's
here
mad,
and I was given
it?
A sticker.
She's got two box files with school work on it.
But it's got like all my school reports.
Burn
and...
them.
Burn them.
The past must be burned.
I have my
the
Chairman
amount of
box,
times
like
I have
loft.
Been asked them for comedy things.
That's true.
It's
right.
freaking
yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah. They're very easy acts. It's almost like they're on display though. Like you want people to look at them. I think that's what's
I
interesting
don't.
About it.
Thing is, what I had there originally is I had a plant in front of them, and then because Sunil wanted his little armchair. I moved it.
That armchair is so stupid, Snail. It's so low.
But the legs, Emma Black is going to give me some legs for it. So
it
it's
needs
gonna give,
legs
it does
desperately.
Need legs,
you can't rely on Emma Black to solve all your problems.
I haven't.
But I think now as books are up, and his Lego and his printer.
I've got one less shelf than Helen, though.
He does have one less shelf than me, but I am. If he wants, if he needs it,
that's fine. I'm fine with that.
If he needs it, I will move my stuff because it's mainly puzzles.
As I arrived, Helen did open a drawer and show me childhood photos that she had printed out of Sunil. There's like
no, they're my photos. She
already had them printed out. Oh, okay. I found
the day I moved in with stuff.
She took all your belongings.
She went all through everything.
I didn't. I helped Mum pack and carried everything upstairs.
Oh,
that is true. I did everything.
Oh, interesting.
I unpacked all his books.
She did do a lot of unpacking, yeah, while I was out.
Yeah, you didn't mention
get
that.
Him a vaccine, though.
He got his vaccine. He said his arm hurted. I put, like, the arms on the sofa.
While I was away, she put the arms on the sofa.
Carried his stuff upstairs.
Like I said, there's nothing, like, really to complain about. I think
broke it, Elliot.
A good time.
There we go.
I think we're both fine with it. I don't see an issue,
you
really.
Both seem okay. When is bin day?
Wednesday is, like,
it's
recycling
not.
Day.
It's not. It's
and then
not
bins can go at any time.
Bins whenever. But Thursday.
Oh, Thursday for
Thursday's
recycling.
Oh, dear.
But I've been away so much, so
how could you know? Yeah.
So I've just know. It's just always fallen on my shoulders.
She did put out like 5 big bags of recycling after I moved in.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So
but
there's
I'm
been a lot
do it for you. That's nice.
Yeah.
It's just anything to make him feel more at home. And this is when he says things like, "But it's her home," or "I'm just staying here."
But
that's why it hurts so much.
I don't know if people...
I guarantee it doesn't hurt and she's making that up.
It does.
What There's does a lot... it feel like?
Oh, come on, don't ask her that because she'll make something up.
What kind of trauma
like, look,
does it relate to when you feel
you
like
go.
That?
It feels like...
It's crying again.
Yeah. So it's crying. It.
It feels like a...
It's gone and got sad again.
A rejection that I was expecting but wasn't ready for.
Yeah. Do you think you should get a pet, maybe?
No.
You
I've
need some kind
that.
Of pet?
No, we don't need anything. It's,
so my sister's
okay.
got a hamster, and I think we'd do well with a hamster.
Yes, a little hamster, Sunil.
Because we've got the next door neighbour's chickens, but they only come over every now and again.
Do they come in the house?
No,
they come into our garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunil quite likes them though. Likes
well, they crow in the morning when I wake up.
Can I tell you a fact about chickens that I learned?
Do you want to save it to chicken
It's
going to
be the cloaca
time.
One, I bet.
No, this is... Okay. Okay. Chickens have pain receptors, which mean they are able to feel pain and suffering. Chickens make friends, and some bonds are so close that grief of the death of another member of their species can be so strong that the chicken left behind will die soon after.
Mm. Yeah.
It's interesting.
One of the girls next door is like that. When all the other chickens are pecking and have a lovely time in the garden, she just puts her head inside of dirt, like dry dirt on the ground, just sort of like brushes around it. Heidi said she was a lesbian, said that she could tell.
But she was, she had
so like her partner
out.
Died.
Oh God.
Because they're all girls together. Yeah.
So you should really be nice to those chickens.
I am nice.
He actually, he definitely warmed up to them. And I showed Harriet when we went into your room earlier when you said not to.
This is the kind of thing that happens. There is no actual bound. There are no boundaries in this house.
But you knew that coming in.
No,
so
I did say
that.
I don't go in while you're sleeping.
Don't raise your voice.
I don't go in while you're sleeping.
I can hear you without you raising your voice.
We do get complaints for sound, and I think we're going to get a few after this episode.
Talking about people being emotional, Helen, if she doesn't feel like she's getting enough attention, she, from the room next door, whines like a dog. She
oh
goes,
my God.
I don't think I'd ever noticed
that
before.
That would really annoy me.
It's like through that she's doing it loud enough that I can hear.
That
like,
would make me purposefully ignore you. Yeah. That's the effect
and
it
then
have
she
on
just
me.
Stands behind me going, and I'm like, what do you, I don't know what you
well,
want.
Well, today I thought, he was like, oh, did I go for coffee with Red this morning? And I was like, oh yeah, I've got a meeting at 12, but like, if you've got time before the podcast, that sounds great. And then literally about 5 minutes when my like, meeting started, I was logging on to Zoom and he just went, I'm meeting Red now. And I was like, are you fucking kidding?
It's like you planned it.
Yeah.
I didn't.
So then I did, I whined until the last minute of my meeting starting. He was relieved. I was like,
yeah, there's a lot of that.
But sometimes it works. People get so worn down by it.
It's never going to work.
He will never get worn down, I think.
I am granite. Or marble. Is marble wearable?
It's interesting because you're using techniques like a dog to, like, that's your tactic.
Yeah. I definitely have a problem with neediness and desperation.
She is like, if
but
she...
you're a catfish, so what can you do?
If she ever bought a dog, it would be a Labrador. That's her spirit animal. Really,
that's what the catfish said, didn't it? It said you were a Labrador.
It says that, like, I'm a hyperactive child is my primal astrology.
That's the astrology,
bounding
primal astrology
around,
we did.
Like, energy never goes down.
Yes. Something like, she's like equally masculine and feminine, equally sweet and aggressive.
Hang on. Whereas you are a bit like your dog as well.
Yes.
Just like get excitedly yapping every now and then, but for no reason, just like doesn't know why.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. Harriet, the other day before we went to Red's wedding, literally lit up in a way that I've never seen her do when she was like, guess what we've got? And she just got out this little machine where you press a button and it kills flies when they touch the metal.
That is pretty good.
And
but also against all your principles.
Looked,
I know.
Maniacal. One eye half closed. She giggled at it. And she was like going around counting like one, two.
Where were you killing them?
Three.
I'm really good at it. It's called the executioner.
And of course it is.
They come
look
in our living room.
Look how excited she is.
I cannot stand having a fly, and there's been some flies. And I don't know what to do about it. So Bobby ordered the executioner. And
what is it, like a swatter that kills them?
It's like tennis,
it's tennis
and
racket.
I'm not. And no. So I just play tennis, and I like they go. You hear them go.
I'm gonna order one
burn.
Right now. Is it on?
No, you're not having one of those in here.
I'll have one in my room. Helen doesn't like killing the flies in this house.
I'm not the ones that are inside because they've got names.
And the thing is, I'm vegetarian and I feel so bad, but I can't handle it because every time they touch something, they're putting shit on something.
No, they're not.
Yes,
also,
they are. They pick up shit.
No, they're vomiting up acid to dissolve your food and eat it.
But I think they touch shits and then they walk it around.
Yeah, but how much shit really gets on a fly's leg?
But I don't want any shit in my
one molecule.
Depends how sticky the shit is.
There's probably a couple of molecules of shit on anything you eat floating about in the air.
Snell, why do you have to say these things?
I thought that was really funny.
It's true though.
There's shit in everything, sweetheart. Shit happens.
Get on board with it. Once you make your peace with what reality is, then you'll be much more relaxed.
I
and
don't
happier.
Want to make peace with reality. I want reality to change. That's what I want. I want it to be better.
How's
I don't
that,
think
how's
you
that
should
going
get the executioner because you had a full on freak out the first night you stayed here because there was a big moth in your room.
So I tried to get the moth out.
You can't
out
execute
with,
a moth I, with it.
This is not
wasn't a
how
moth.
It, went.
It was a bat.
This
it was
is not,
huge.
Helen screaming her fucking head off.
I can deal with anything apart
and she
from
kept
moths
coming
and
into the room to
really?
See. She kept coming into my bedroom to see what was happening with the moth and then screaming. And I just fucking leave, shut the door and let me deal with this moth.
But your solution to the problem was to sleep. I offered in my bed, by the way. He had a vaccine after my bed. He didn't want it. Before anyone thinks I'm an asshole. He was sleeping on an air mattress. The moth was in his room. He lost it in there. So he slept with his door wide open with lights on in the hallway to get the moth to come out. But he knows full well I get up earlier than him. So then I had to go out in the morning into
moths
the
don't come
moth
out in the daytime.
Lair.
Moths aren't out in the daytime.
Doesn't matter.
Why not?
If it happens if I wake it up.
It doesn't work.
Why are you afraid of a moth?
I'm not. It wouldn't leave.
He was freaking
because
out.
Because it
go
follows
to sleep.
A light.
It's fine. Turn the light off. Go to sleep.
It was the size of that light bulb.
He didn't turn it off. It was. He tried to coax it out. He left the light on all night, which is bad for the environment.
You slept in the light with the Camberwell moth?
Fucking hell.
We were in your room. I showed
a non-event
the
of a
sweet
story,
little
this.
Disney princess bird feeder we left you with the nuts in it.
Oh my God,
and
there was
a
squirrel
on
your
it,
window.
Up, like literally right by your window.
As you sleep, you're going to wake up with a squirrel
in my mouth. Eating out of my mouth.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, which is the exact Disney princess fantasy that many residents of this place
receiving
in the
oral
past
from
have,
a fucking squirrel.
Killing tongue kiss from a squirrel. It's disgusting.
Actually, I can imagine that being quite tender.
I can't.
I think it's lovely. It was magical, I have to say.
Yeah.
That squirrel will gnaw your tongue off.
You're like the opposite of a Disney princess.
Yeah, because I'm not a woman.
He has let me put Disney Plus on his TV, though, as a channel. And now I know how to use it. So I just hold the control and I go, Disney Plus. And it comes up with me.
In that accent.
Yeah.
Disney Plus.
Stupid as you can say. But yeah, everything's fine. How are you?
All right, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I was just admiring the curtains because you ordered
them.
Don't
fucking start on the curtains.
I hate them.
They are not as bad as I thought.
No, they are better now they're up, which I also put them up.
They actually suit the room quite well. They're a very, that was a real little slide dig there, wasn't it?
I did
it?
That, I put them both up.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite like William Morris-esque, quite like Victorian.
She doesn't know William Morris.
I do, we did him in year six.
Right.
More Piper Pies! More Piper Pies!
Cut that, she can't be doing that accent in public.
What accent? We did him in year six. What the fuck?
It's interesting you pick the same curtains to go in every room, though, because you also got the same curtains in your bedroom.
Easier decision making.
A lack of imagination that led to the curtains.
These were
the only curtains that weren't like a block color from IKEA.
But there's nothing wrong. What's wrong with the block color?
Yeah. They're like sort of pastely hue. It's just boring.
You wanted a nice swirly leaf effect.
I quite like, you know, elements of nature.
He told me on the phone, he was like, it's going to be gold detailing on it. And I was like,
it's not very gold. No,
what is it? Like a yellowy green?
Yeah, yellowy green.
I don't know. I don't really care. But they were nice enough to get, so I just got them.
I've got to say, when I saw them when they arrived in the packages, I was like, oh, fucking shoot myself. Like,
I don't know what goes through. I'll hang off one of these curtains one day.
I
don't know what goes through people's heads when they have a revulsion to a certain colour or a pattern. It's like, Nothing is that bad. I absolutely have that, and I wouldn't
be able to concentrate. I would, but it's your fault because I would never let Bobby make a decision like that. So you should never have handed it to Snow.
But you've got to understand that I am desperately trying to make this feel like his house and not like him moving.
Yeah, if she put everything up in here, I wouldn't feel like it's my house.
That's true. Yeah,
but it's like my sofa, my TV.
You purposely chose those curtains just to piss her off.
I know. I actually like them.
Okay.
So the furniture is like half and half. Books shared. So then it's like a shared space.
I think we need something there.
I agree.
Maybe a mural of Sunil or something.
No, we need a white wall for
something. That's what I said.
Yes.
Also, I've got other pictures.
You like art, you could draw Sunil. Yeah.
You like art, you can draw a picture. What is that?
Well, I put up a big picture, the poster of all the Simpsons characters in the kitchen, but I might move it into here.
Yes.
The Simpsons, just for the listeners, is on anytime Helen is in the room on her own. She can't do anything without The Simpsons being on, so it's on for like hours a day. And if it's not The Simpsons, it's some sort of fucking Real Housewives thing on.
Yeah.
And that has to be on in the background whenever she's in the room. She can't sit quietly in a room.
Yeah.
Which is really...
I never want to be with my own thoughts for even a second.
But I think you should, because I think you need to face your thoughts.
Mm-mm. But the thing is, I let her...
You should tie her down.
There was a day when she was in here, she was in here listening to whatever, she was in here, so I went into the room next door to do something, and then she just came in and just ruined my time. She took a phone call in front of me. So there's actually no escape sometimes except our bedroom.
I'm not denying it, but I don't remember it.
What's interesting is when we did the primal astrology, Helen came back as a catfish, and it said a lot about your need for kind of extroversion and things, but then it also said how actually inside you're hiding something, and actually you don't necessarily want to do that, and it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. I always feel like
very
I have to be on
interesting.
People. Yeah,
she always has to be on, even
she
for
does,
you
yeah.
if you're there.
She like she actually as soon as there's like someone else here, it's the change in her is insane. It's like suddenly it's just like going talking just constantly.
Well, I want to see
and she can't just say normal things. She starts like going way too far.
Yeah, it's bad, isn't
just
it?
Just becomes like the landlady was here, and there was she was just we couldn't ask the landlady like important questions because Helen was like just chatting to her for just relentlessly.
Relentless.
I'm talking about hoarders on Amazon.
Talking about hoarders. She's like, oh, I'll come around your ass. What does this mean? What does this? What's going on? Ask her if we get our deposit back. It was utterly mad. Like we couldn't get an act because she was so desperately trying to impress the landlady, which is good. But it's like there's like
I
a desperate.
Never thought about it like that. No,
there's like a desperate need to charm any new person. And it's just like, what is happening here?
I like to think of it as being very welcoming.
It is really welcoming, but it's also like, this isn't you. This isn't like,
I would like
this must
to
be
see
exhausting
Helen
for you.
When no one can see her. I think she just shuts down like a robot and she stares at the wall completely
with her
silently.
Mouth completely open.
Yes, she just is still. And then someone walks in and she jumps up.
Exactly, yeah.
And she starts again.
Yeah. It's
it's really accurate, probably.
It does like,
I definitely do shut down, don't I?
Yeah. But when new people meet you, it's obviously you're obviously very charming and you're saying a lot, and they're like they're sort of overwhelmed with your personality. But that's not how you are like normally.
Thank God.
Yeah, because it's like you are capable of actually being
you've definitely calmed
having
down
a conversation.
Since I've known you.
I really make a bad first impression.
No, you do.
It's too much.
It's a bit much for me because I found it a bit like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I think it's also, it's very nice and you make people feel very welcome and like at home and like you're very much, it's like you're like a kind of like very friendly butler. Yeah. Like you'll do anything.
Very friendly,
for
very boundaryless butler.
But I start fights with people whenever I meet people now. I seem to always be like, oh, look who it is. And like, we don't know each other. And I was like, I'm doing a bit of improv.
I think a lot of people love that. You make things fun.
But it's fun. And it's your anxiety about how people view you that makes you do that.
Oh my God, do you think I'm anxious?
I do think, yeah, because that's why
I think the catfish told all about the anxiety, Helen. Okay, you are busted.
It takes about, like, I think 5 hours with Helen to get to the point where the conversation is two-way.
Where she's run out.
Where she's like relaxed enough to be herself and just have a normal chat.
5 hours until you're listening to someone else.
But in a way where you don't feel like you have to say stuff just to fill the gaps or whatever, you know? Because I get that anxiety. I have that as well. So like you start talking just to fill the gaps just because you feel like you have to be.
And there's something quite nice about that. It's like
I did a podcast yesterday and I didn't know one of the girls that well. And I definitely went too hard.
Yeah, people go in hard when they're anxious about a situation because that you either go in or out when you're anxious, right?
But when
But when you're relaxed, then you're prepared to go in and out whenever you need to. It's not why this reaction?
You're analysing Helen and you're like, why are you reacting to this?
In my fucking home and you were like, I just told you to talk about Sunil moving in and now you give me a fucking personality review. Like
it's
a
not a bad
psychopath.
Review, this everyone does this.
Oh, you freak out at people, you're like a big bleh.
I didn't say any of those
words. That was basically
you're upsetting
what I
Elliot.
Heard.
Elliot's
staring
crying
at
now.
The wall. Elliot's shut down.
How about this? You're closed off. You don't even welcome anyone in. Your mates come in here and I'm the one offering them drinks.
I'm not making them a fucking drink.
That is true, actually.
I always forget to offer drinks. Yeah,
Bobby does as well. I make him drinks.
Here's maybe a single one.
I've made you a drink.
When?
What drink?
Monday.
I was in Suffolk all day.
Last Monday.
Didn't see you.
Yeah, you did. Last Monday, I made you a fucking drink.
Which one?
The day the deliveries came. Oh my God. Stuff came.
Are you okay, Helen?
I'm fine. I'm just like... I feel seen.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It's like,
yeah, I think
but
it's...
That's because we're good friends with you. We know that.
Yeah.
That's not like...
We're just saying you don't have to feel that need around us.
We can entertain ourselves.
Elliot, do you think that I've been myself around you yet? Or do you feel like I've been fake?
It's not being fake, though.
Your personality to the extreme.
So all I'm saying is that when I say, oh, I've moved in here, everyone's like, oh, my God, that must be a lot. But it's not, because we get
Actually, I'm really glad
time.
You said that, yeah, because Emma had it from some of people that she met. Whenever, like, Emma came to a gig or anything like that, people would be like, oh, my God, you live with Helen. That must be insane. And she's like,
yeah, but no.
I mean, moments, yeah, but, like, in general, like, she's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, there's no way you
I'm
could keep up the energy.
I'm not running around my knickers on my head the entire time.
It's not
playing
utterly...
fucking Sweet Caroline on my belly. Yeah,
it's not your 20-minute set 24-7. That would be insane. You'd die of a heart attack.
In the same breath, though... I am very relaxed here, but I still whimper like a dog and
yeah,
then
yeah,
on TV.
But I think that's at like the beginning, but that'll calm down over time because she's obviously
hopeful.
Quite, there's a big change and people.
Also, you've got Emma's number and you've spoken to her and you know things like Emma said just to close doors
she's
and like walk away.
She's got apart from that, she's got absolutely no tips on how to deal with you.
Yeah, she got really tired by the end of it.
Are you the same with your friends from home?
They're not inviting you to stuff anymore, are they?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Sunil, stop going in deep.
No, she was complaining.
It was
really
awful.
Funny. They keep inviting.
It was awful. They had. So they obviously, I mean, not since lockdown.
Okay,
but...
just to jump in here, bear in mind she slags all of them off in her comedy.
Oh, what? And now they don't want to be around you?
Would you, like, you call
you
them like
the
Fleet Whores or something? I don't know. What do you call them?
Fleet Whores!
What do you call them?
The Whores of Fleet.
I refer to my school friends.
As?
School friends.
No, come on. You've gone in harder than that.
Bullshit.
All right.
Basically, one of them, so it's all of our 30th birthdays. And they were all like during lockdown, so we couldn't really see each other. And then one of them had their 30th birthday, but they could have like 6 people over, but I didn't make the 6.
Oh, Helen, that's
rough,
so
isn't it?
And it was just in Brixton.
Are there 7 of you?
It's like 8, but one lives in Edinburgh.
Oh God.
And I didn't make it. I didn't make it.
That is painful. Yeah, that is sad.
I was like, oh, you know what? I totally get it. Because I also usually don't manage to make some things because of comedy. And I was living in Germany for a couple of years.
Yeah, of course.
And then, but then.
Because of Germany, probably.
But then, Harriet.
Stop needling her.
Then later in the evening, a couple of them had already left to go back to their houses, which are back where we live.
And so you were like, I can come now.
No, boyfriends arrived.
Oh, Helen.
I didn't get the call.
You never even got the call even when people left and they were like, finally, Helen can come.
Do you want us to cut this bit from the podcast?
No, I think it's good that people know.
It's important, that I think.
No matter how fabulously you are doing in yourself.
It's good for people to hear, I think.
At some point, Ellie Salter, Emma Black, Meg Johnson and Kate Fields.
Oh my God, your housemate as well went. The housemate that you live with went.
Don't full name everyone on the podcast for fuck's sake. I'm actually doxing all your friends.
But honestly,
no, they started it.
No, they even asked me, do you mind at all? And I was like, I really don't.
Do you mind if we all meet up, but you can't?
I also did have a gig I was doing that night, exactly. But it wasn't the day. No, I would have, yeah.
Do you know what? I don't think we need a sad story today.
No, that's literally our sad story.
That is quite
sad.
That
was really sad.
And then Emma told me, and I was like, no, I don't mind. And then I think it was like lockdown, and I was just a bit sad in general. And she went, do you actually not mind? And I went, I don't know. Like, I don't know if
and
I did mind or not.
Still talking about it months later.
Well, he brought it up! Which is bullshit as well.
Don't act like you didn't do anything. You knew that you brought it up.
I'm not acting like anything.
I think it's just really tricky because it's like 30th birthday year for all of us.
Oh, God.
Harriet, stop pretending it's a big deal.
We've been in constant WhatsApp groups.
Just because you have loads of groups of friends and you would always be in the six doesn't mean that
I wouldn't always be in the six.
You don't understand.
But in the same breath, I am also friends with other people from school as well.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Did you make their six?
They didn't have one.
Okay, let's
them.
Not focus on that, maybe. Well, I think that
anything to
we've,
promote? Or?
Yeah, really.
Follow Helen on social media.
Emma said none of them were invited to my birthday, but I was like, it was lockdown and it was on a Monday. Yes. I had some people in the park, but they were all comedians, so it wasn't like I was just doing that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes. Oh dear.
Find them online and send them hate emails.
But overall, ignore what Helen just
find
said.
That, find where they work, send their bosses messages saying they're fucking.
Pause a fleet. Give them a good telling off.
But
anyway,
do you
thank
see what
you,
I mean
Helen.
About the third episode with Helen?
Well,
is
this,
different
this,
to the first
this
two.
Is, yes, I've actually, this is the one I've enjoyed the most.
Oh
yeah,
my
it's
God.
Been nice this one, hasn't
yes.
It?
Yes, the first one was a barrage.
Wow, we were under attack for that one.
I think I was just very overexcited.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
Whereas now the excitement's worn off, you know?
Yeah.
You
it has, hasn't
you've
it?
Seen, yeah. You've seen the other side, yeah. You know?
Definitely.
Nothing like, to get excited you know. About. Exactly. Exactly.
You've seen the wizard behind the curtain. Yeah.
Oh
it's
my
just
God.
Just a little man on a stool.
I am literally just going to go next
Elliot's
door now. And
don't call Elliot a little
well,
man.
Well, no, he makes it all work.
You're the little man.
What is wrong with you today?
I'm saying
you're really
on
the attack.
Look, you're the little man behind the curtain. There he is. Thank you so much, Helen. Yeah. Helen, do you have any shows coming up or anything you'd
no.
like to promote? Okay.
Yeah, you do. You've got Camden Fringe shows coming up. Tell us
Camden
about them.
Camden Fringe, Helen.
Yeah, but I'm going to be pulling all my shows now because I'll just be assuming because the audience are meeting me within the first 5 hours, they're just going to fucking be repulsed, aren't
no,
they?
No, it's different when you're on stage. It's a good place to release the energy.
Then Camden Fringe on the 15th and 22nd at the Camden Comedy Club in Camden at 8 p.m. Tickets via my website at www.helenbauer. I want to say comedy.co.uk. You can also follow me on.
Oh my God.
Keep going.
No, I was just seeing when I'm doing comedy.
Oh God, I got. Because you were on August 7th and I was like, oh my God, that's my dad's birthday.
Oh my God.
And I was like, wondering whether it's going to be like. Harriet.
Edit that bit.
At Helen, B A B A U E R, on Instagram
Babauer.
And Twitter.
Helen Babauer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm actually also at Camden Comedy Club the 3rd and 4th of August, and I only just learned how to put it on the Camden Comedy Club website and the Camden Fringe website, so tickets have only been on sale for one day, and it is in very few days, so this might actually, I don't know if this will come out in time, but... It's out on the 3rd. So today, quick. It's at 3:30.
Run! Quick, run no, to
it's,
Harriet
No, it's no, actually,
show.
No, the 6th. The 6th. It's 3 days later. You've got time. Slow down.
Fucking
oh, my God.
Hell.
What a process that was. I'm also doing the Edinburgh Fringe Festival at Monkey Barrel, which Sunil is also doing. I'm there, I think, the 13th to the 18th.
And I'm there the 11th to the 15th.
You guys, what time are your shows?
I'm at Monkey Barrel at 7:30.
Monkey Barrel at 9.
Oh, nice. My God. Okay,
and
do
Bobby's
a double
on before you.
And Bobby's on as well.
So you can do Bobby, Mayor, Harriet Kemsley, and then me.
And you've got half an hour between Harriet and Sunil to get some food in.
Yes, yeah,
because watching
Cafe
Sunil on an
recommend.
Empty stomach is rough. Yeah, City Cafe.
City Cafe.
And then I'm doing
food.
Camden Fringe 24th to 26th of August if you want to book in advance.
What, does sound like you want them to come?
Sorry, I'm just looking at the... Just seeing and making
like
sure that's
the
day.
It's like the Beverly Hills where Teddy was like, you can come to my retreat or not, I don't really care.
Yeah, also, and then
I was like, well, I'm
it.
Coming, so I want to come.
Also,
and
look
then
out
Tariq showed up
for,
late, she was wearing this burnt outfit.
Look
it's
out, excuse me.
Thing when he's like, you can come if you want
oh,
to, I don't
he's
care.
To promote, yeah.
Also, oh, for fuck's sake, mate. All right, look out for Backchat on the Dave Facebook channel. A new series we made over the
When's
course of a few
out?
Days. It'll be out in August, starring both these people who are very funny in it. But look out for it. It's about 8 minutes long.
A woman who really likes blood sports.
Okay, well, thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Also, yes, good point. That actually starts 28th of July. It's already up, but I'm sure you can catch up on BBC Sounds. Jordan Brooks On, which is a Radio 4 show that Jordan wrote and made me his audio describer.
Oh, here's another
which
sad
is
story.
Amazing.
Jordan rang me up and he was like, going to be in our radio series, and I was like, oh my God, 100% yes, that'd be amazing.
Cut this, Elliot.
That'd be amazing. And then like a week later he was like, I was like, oh, are we still doing that? And he was like, oh, maybe it was trying to stretch the budget to make sure we can have you. And he was like, can you play any instruments? And I was like, and then eventually,
can you play any instruments?
Yeah. And then eventually I find out that he didn't want me in it.
He couldn't
have me.
Radio budgets are so
And Harriet, small. Harriet, I'd already said, I'll just do it just to hang out with you guys. It'd be fine.
Oh,
I don't need
to
get loads of money.
And they said, we don't even want you.
For free.
Just
for
another
free.
Sad story
yeah.
to finish up the day.
And I'd already, Helen. Don't tell Jordan this, but I'd already said to my agent, oh, you might be getting a call or email
no,
from.
And then you had to say they never got an email. Were you already booked or did you get booked?
Yeah.
He found out you were free and then he booked you. And then
I was doing a different role,
Helen,
though.
Dumped Helen after you.
No, I was doing a different
Can
role.
Can you play an instrument?
Mine wasn't the instrument role.
Interesting. I think it's just rude to
if you're watching
you
on the video
say,
if you're watching the video
say,
version
play the violin.
If you're watching the video version before this rambles to a close, please give feedback on Harriet's new hat.
We'll talk about it in the Patreon episode.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.